Blog Talk Radio.
The cars are wild. Shall break every chain. Conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory again and again.
Yes, ma'am. Is Brother Julian?
Brother Julian,
ma'am.
No, sir. He's not here today.
Oh, okay. All righty. I wanted to have you notice the black clouds that's in Dallas right now.
Yes, sir.
Somebody might have been
saying,
I don't think too many people know about the black clouds, but it's some black clouds. In Dallas, Texas, and ain't too many people know the history that is wrote down about the black
cloud. Yeah, I've seen the black cloud.
And what we're going to talk about, Sister Drew, is a solution. And when you have to get a solution, it has to begin with a people that has renewed their mind. And if we go follow certain steps, I'm going to share with you some steps and to the people that's listening of what a solution is of how when you know a certain thing, you have to renew your mind to understand this. And you can see it doesn't. When your mind get renewed, you start seeing stuff. And the only way you're going to see stuff is that you go study history. Now, let's look at something, Sister Drew. I call this the legend versus history. The legend, which is known in Bibles and Qurans and different religious books, is called the Ancient of Days. Their story is called a legacy. You and I have a legacy. We don't have his story. His story is the story of the people that do not have any melanin in their skin. We know them today as the Germanic race of people, the children that came out of the Caucasus Mountain, the children of Japheth, who lived in the Caucasus Mountain, and they didn't get this away until 50,000 years ago. This is wrote in his story. So for us to find a solution, and the definition of solution is to solve a problem, the first thing that we have to know is what system were we put into to solve the problem. You know what the problem is, Sister Drew. Everybody look like me and you and done lived in America know that our problem is a white man, someone don't look like us that's in charge of running this country over here that he come conquered from some black colored people over here with many different shades of color, from blue black to teasing paper sack tan. We know that this is the problem. The mind, Sister Drew, has to register, and there's two words it has to do. It has to reconstruct itself and renew itself to understand that everything that you've been taught in a system is incorrect, and it ain't your way of life. It is his story's way of life, the legend, who has a legacy of how his people live, has a language. They tell you in the Bible that once upon a time, everybody spoke the same language, on same accord, because of the language. Well, the language is still here. It's just only a certain few people understand it because it was killed out by history. He started conquering the legacy and the legend, and it got all twisted up, and then it came from the east to the west over here. So we asked ourselves, how do we have counterintelligence to solve this problem? So we have to use what is known as counterintelligence in his language, because we're going to be speaking his language. So this white boy we finna analyze and break down to the nitty gritty is everything is done in his language, not our language. So the 12 laws of nature, he don't believe in them, but the legend do. And that was our original belief in the 12 laws of nature. The second law of nature is the laws of opposites. To let you understand, all of you people that's in love with white folks and say that you can get along with them and you love them and they all ain't bad and all of this, that goes against nature. So we finna become nature boys and girls on this lecture right here, because the second law of nature, which is the laws of opposite, meaning everything in creation is in a dualist system, meaning that it takes male and female to produce anything that's a live being. That's the only way it can get here is through a male and a female to become a living being under the second law of nature. We're up under a dualist system. That means that everything in creation has a natural enemy. So the second law of nature is the laws of opposites. So the laws of black, what is the opposite of black? It's white. So these two colors, as we are calling, is enemies, meaning that history is an enemy to the legend, meaning that their schools of thoughts, their mindset, is an enemy to the legend system. So we're the legend, even history. You know what I mean? And both of us got a story. We ain't his story. We is legend's story. That's why we makes us have a legacy, and that we the Ancient of Days. So what method do we use to solve the problem that we are in? We'll use the same method that he taught us. So we ask ourselves a question. What school system the good white folks, and we thank them, taught us and educated us in from 6 years old? The system was here. Well, all the people that look like us that was born over here after 1776, you were up under a system. And they didn't hide it from us, but that we didn't understand the system because we hadn't studied. It wasn't time. Everything has a reason for a season. And the reason for this season is the lie that we've been told is that we can break it down and tear the lie down. It ain't no lie no more. Ain't nothing but the truth. We know the lie because we got the story of the lie. This is 2016. The lie been going on for 2016 years. You can see the lie of the story. So we don't have no problem with knowing who the lie is. The mind don't. Once the story get told, the mind can automatically see the lie. These white people clearly told us that they taught us the three R's: reading, writing, arithmetic, and the ABCs. That's the first thing that the white folks told us. They told you that. They told me that. They told our grandbabies, our mamas before us, our mamas before us, and anybody that been in any school system in this country. It came up under this school system. This is the old ancient school system. If you study the history of it, called the Sophite school system, the last school system that was in ancient Greece that believes has a certain belief system. Your mind had to register and go back and see what the hell did these people believe in. So you find out what these ancient people believe in, then you'll know what the nowadays present system that we have been put up under is. Now, for many, many years, and years right now, the three R's, we were hoodwinked. That word was, we took for granted that word was arithmetic. That's you hear the people say, reading, writing, arithmetic. But arithmetic is not arithmetic. See, in this language, R-I-T, he said the three R's. He didn't say the two R's and the one A. R-I-T-E, matic, is a compound word. What do the white folks say about a compound word? it has two meanings. That's what the good white folks taught us. They're a language system. Everybody was taught this. There ain't no goddamn argument because your ass is taught it now. So don't tell me I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Rit-ma-tick. Now, when we study up under the five W's and the one H in etymology, which is the study of the origin of the word. Where the word comes from, yeah, in 2016, when you start talking about language and revised versions of shit, then we're going to go back to the original, not the beginning, because we start and study in a chronological order. So your ass is in order. So we're going to have order in the court on your ass when we start prosecuting you, just like we've been to do right now. See, we're going to prosecute you all that, put your ass up under the, give your ass some sentences. We're going to be the jury, because of your story that you done told us, that we've been to analyze and break it down, to then do the breakdown on it, to the goddamn Rufus Tumbles on your ass. We're going to break this shit on down, as Rufus would say. See, we're going to do the breakdown. And then we're going to do the funky chicken on you. Shit. So we're going to break down. Rhythmatic is a compound word. It is a Greek compound word. It ain't this language word. Means to learn. Rit is a secret society, special ceremonies. Sister Drew, that's what it was. So we learn reading and writing under arithmetic, a secret society ceremony of what they believe. Now we got a problem now, because now we got to know what secret society is. We done learn reading and writing up under. And there are school of thoughts, which a school of thoughts is a mind, a way of life where somebody believes that it ain't got nothing to do with the mind. See, a mind is given to you. A mind is a school of thoughts. That's all it is, given to you. And you start acting out what's been given to you after you're 3 years old. And that's a very young age. And that means that if you don't get the correct mind, and the mind that you've been given is a genocide mind, see, we know the problem. Some of us know what the problem is, so you can't bullshit us about the problem. You done genocide us up on the arithmetic. In arithmetic, what arithmetic have we been put up under? So let's look. Did the white folks hide it from us? Oh, hell no. In 1932, they put out a dollar bill for everybody that lives in America, the United States, would know who arithmetic was, and they put the signs and symbols of the Great Seal of the United States of America, which came out of Scottish Rite Masons, which is that of the Scottish Rite Masons, which take you back to 1776 when this country was first formed, and it was 72 Masons in Lodge Number 1 in Philadelphia, PA. So our story begins in Philadelphia, PA, in Lodge Number 1, where 72 Masons got together with other Masons, other Poutinais, past grand Poutinais, and wrote a preamble, a constitution, and a bill of rights, and elected George Washington as the general, which was the master at that time. And Thomas Jefferson and Benjamin Franklin and the boys, they was past Worshipful Master, past Grand Potentate, They don't hide shit from you. You just don't read. But you don't know what to read. Somebody have to come explain the shit to you. Now, this is self-explanatory what I said. Now, arithmetic come on the what knowledge. See, we don't understand the language that we speak. Knowledge is a compound word. And then when you go look in the dictionary, they tell you it's two knowledges. One is esoteric, one is exoteric. Now, that's funny. The one that is esoteric says the definition of it is the same as writ. Exoteric knowledge is the knowledge that they give you in a school system. They didn't give you writ, the tick. They gave you that. Knowledge is a compound word, meaning no ledges. That's what K-N-O-W spell no. Ledges is what's written in a book. So you had to know books to have knowledge. And the only way that you could have knowledge is that you had to understand arithmetic. Meaning that you had to come out of a Masonic order. You had to belong to 46 different Masonic orders and reach Grand Poutinet in them orders to understand what the hell I'm telling you now. That's how secret it was. 1881, they wrote a Bible 8 years, 9 years before the Grand Sanhedrin met in 1889. And they told you in that book that it would come a time between 1889 and 1989 that everything in history, the whole lie, the truth would be out. But you had to renew your mind to understand the truth, and you had to have somebody coming to you to speak the truth. Now, we see that it has taken many years for the truth come to us, because when you trace the history of the so-called African Americans, that's their new name over here, you see where they started getting the truth at a certain period of time, around about 1932, with the Nation of Islam. That's when the first, and then came Malachi Yalk, which gave them the most greatest of the truth. And came in. I'm talking about the people that really, really, really gave you the knowledge that you didn't understand and still don't understand it, was Elijah Muhammad and Malachi Yalk gave you the greatest of the knowledge, because he gave you Yehudaism, which in this language would be Judaism. See, Sister Drew and everybody that's listening, if you don't understand Judaism to its max, then you will never understand Christianity. You will never understand Islam. You will never understand what's going on in the world today if you don't understand and study Judaism to the maximum degree of activity. When you study Judaism, which came from the east to the west over here, you will see the protocol of Learned Elders of Zion, a book that is 527 years old. You will see that book come into existence if you trace, when you trace the history on a chronological order. This is what you see. Now, in 2016, if you don't know anything about the Jews, you don't know anything about no religion and that's going on here on earth. If you don't know their history, if you know their history, you will know the story of what has happened. Ain't none of your preachers know a damn thing about Judaism in this language. And the first 39 books of your Bible that you say that is the Word of God is Judaism. Every nation of people agree that the Jews are the chosen people of God. It's no disagreement on that. Everybody, all but a certain group, the Yahman, who knew them, that came from the east to the west. They were the Yahman over in the east that came to the west over here. And we tell the story. But we had to wait to this time and generation. There's a reason for every season. See, the book tells you, the book of Ecclesiastes, the book of the preacher tells you there's a reason for every season, a season for every reason. There's a time to live, a time to die. Time to laugh, a time to cry. Your ass been living and laughing. Hell, what time do you think it is? Crying and dying. That's the way my big mama would tell me. And there's a season. Now, we've been to go into a season. We've been to go into what season are we been to go into? Where are we in these seasons? Black clouds. We in the season of black clouds. And you don't know anything about black clouds. But you used to could talk to the black clouds. It's written down in history books. How you used to could talk to the black cloud. It's written down in history book that you spoke. Everybody spoke the same language. What is that language? And the only way that you're going to get in touch with who that is you got to come to her in her language. And you can't come to her in this language. You had to know how to come to her in her language. And it's a she, not a he. See, the translators got she and he mixed up because he is she in the ancient translation. That's another trick that was played up on you. And because your mind is that of Magog, Gog, and the Germanic race of people, and this is your mind, this is why you believe what they say. You can't have it. You've been taught it. You've been programmed. Your mind had to realize. Your mind had to realize that you've been given a mind through a school system, which is called psychological warfare. See, psychological warfare is when someone has played upon your mind and they have you believing that the mind you have belongs to you and you calling it mine, M-I-N-E. And see, when your mind don't belong to you, it belongs to, it ain't mine, then the mind has to realize this, and then the mind has to go check out, what the hell is going on with my mind? But the mind had to first realize that a mind was a school of thoughts that a nation of people educated you in, into their belief system. Their way of life. At the age of 3 years old, you started speaking and imitating what someone had taught you that you learned from hearing and seeing first. At 6 years old, You was inducted into the school system, not educated. You was inducted into the school system where you live in that nation of people, and they call it their education. The mind had to realize this. This education for 12 years. They say that if you spend 12 years in this education, you would know how to operate, meaning how to work, how to act, what the belief was in that system, in that society. And they said that this society will have sociologists in this society to keep everybody in check, that this is the way that the society would go. Then they give you, after you done completed 12 years in there, they give you a diploma in that system that you have, saying that you have completed your indoctrination in the system of how to act, good enough for you to work out in the society. And let's look at it. This is what they do. You learn first through hearing and then through seeing. And this is what the science of eugenics is talking about, when someone done genocides you. So how we know, we ask ourselves a question, how was we genocized up under arithmetic? Well, we'll go look in the old Scottish Rite Masonic Lodge and go into the fourth, third degree of it, and we'll find the knowledge of the three ruffins. And the knowledge of the three ruffins, what do it symbolize? Because, see, the first thing that a nation of people get is signs, symbols, and numbers. And the language that we speak in, when we ask ourselves a question, the signs, symbols, and numbers that this language is up on is made with what hermetic geometrical instrument? It's made with a compass and a square. And so the Scottish Rite Masons. So when we break this shit down like this, we ain't got no goddamn argument. And then we use etymology, which is the origin of the word. And let's see about this etymology thing. Yeah, let's ask ourselves a question. What family wrote the dictionary which defines the words that we using? What family wrote this dictionary that they say that is the legal dictionary of defining the definition of the words that they signed, some of the numbers have put together? And you will see it would be the Webster family. And the first dictionary that the Webster family put out was called the Noah Dictionary. Then his brother came along and put the dictionary in exoteric knowledge, and they called it the Webster Dictionary. So you got two dictionaries. Just like in law, they got the Black Law Dictionary, and then they got another dictionary. You don't have one of them, you don't know the law. One is up under writ, matic. The other one was up in the exoteric. We're talking about eso and exoteric knowledge here of what you believe, what this mind over here has been put up under the knowledge of the three ruffians, which the three ruffians is symbolized how you enslave a people. It is said by proven fact, a nation of people for 450 years up under the three ruffians, you have completely conquered them into your way of life. In other words, they'll be calling themselves Gentiles. And it ain't no damn body in the black church that you'll go to will not tell you that they ain't black Gentiles. That means that genocide and the knowledge of the three ruffians has completed itself after 450 years. It's when you sit up and say that I am. And the worst thing that you could do is when someone asks you your name and you give them one of those dutiful European white boy Scottish right names and you say, this is me, and you'll fight somebody if they say that it ain't you. Then when you calling yourself him and you don't look like him, then you have been completely genocided. That's why Elijah Muhammad, that's why Dr. Yelp, that's why all of your groups came up, they changed their name. You ain't changed yours with the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost got you. So you still ghost walking. And see, this society that they have created, you first get a diploma in it. Then they said, you want to go higher in this society and be with the jet set and the higher set, then you have to get a B.A., M.A., B.A., B.S. in this system. Go 4 more years of college. If you're smart, you can do it in 3. And if you just got out of college and go right in back into the system, you can do it like my niece did in 2 years. You can get your M.A., your master's. Meaning that when you get this master's degree, that means that a B.A., and a BS degree that you got from having a diploma, you had old masters waived in the society because you got your master's degree and his knowledge. And then he turned around and looked at your dark complexion ass and told you that if you want to be known in the community as the highest of the teacher, we'll make you a black doctor. And you can see where black doctors start appearing in the black neighborhood in the 30s and the 40s. And then it got to be in the 60s where too damn many black doctors got started there, got here, that it became a nuisance to the white folks that you had that. And to put it like my daddy put it, Big Hawk say that BS and BA, that was a BA, a black ass, that got some BS, some bullshit for old masters. And you became a black doctor, and you became his coon, his house nigga. Because if you had the doctor's degree, then you was the smartest in the black neighborhood in the 50s and 60s. They always came to you. You were the leader, you know, sort of like Dr. Martin Luther King. And they give you these titles that make you feel important. You know, I'm a black doctor. I have this. I graduated from this here. Then they ask me a lot of times, Sister Drew, where you graduated from? I tell them I graduated from the University of CS. They say, where is CS? I say, the University of Common Sense. And it takes about 5 or 6 minutes to dawn on them to dumb out. Oh, boy, you ought to quit fooling. I say, I ain't fooling. I graduated from the University of Common Sense. And see, the definition of common sense is a fact. I came from the school of facts. A fact is a reality. And see, once something becomes a reality, it is what it is. It don't change. A reality don't change. It is a fact that we have been miseducated, mislearned, that it is a fact that we had to renew our mind out of this way of life. All the books tell you, don't go in the ways of these people. You've been warned in every book, the Torah, the Quran, the Bible, the Sefa, every religious book, a certain nation of people has been warned not to go in the ways of white people. Because it would come a time period that every nation of people would know that you is a zip goddamn fool. And this is this time period. This is this time period, and you can see that the grandbabies, I call them the grandbabies, the people that's born after 1980. When you can see them, they wising up, they awakening to this knowledge that I'm telling you about. They awake. They ain't fully awake, but they jump started. And they coming. You ain't going to be able to bullshit them with religion, Jesus Christ, and all of that stuff that you people got going on right now behind this foolishness and common nonsense. That shit, this generation of people ain't going to tolerate that. They ain't going to believe that. They don't even go to church. They don't even, that way of life and that society would die off. In the Jewish Rosicrucian, in Judaism, there's a symbol of a serpent, which y'all call them a snake. But the difference between a snake and a serpent, look the words up. So you don't say that you know what the hell the definition of these words, because what you think is the definition, it ain't. You go look, see what Webster said about it. And always go to Noah first. See what Noah said first, because I'm going to go to Noah on your ass first. See, because in the other language, it done got misconstrued after so many years. One is fake knowledge, one is real knowledge. One's a fact, one is a lie that came out of the fact. And that's the difference between esoteric and exoteric knowledge. And you had to know whose we using, so we're using the Jews. So the Jews told us the story, and we're going to recite the story that the Jews told us, because the story is correct. I don't give a damn where you go. If you think I'm lying, look at where the Jews stand now, worldwide. Look at the power. Look at where the power lies. It ain't. It is what it is. And when the mind realizes it is what it is, that's when the mind becomes emancipated. That's when the mind has went through a revolution of the mind to get this belief system out of your mind and out of your life. You had to understand that there is a better way in this way. And once you can understand that, then you can ask yourself, questions. That you, if you want to use that Bible, it clearly tells you, come out of her, my people. Come out of the ways of your oppressors. It's many scriptures in the Bible. If you need to know them and don't know where they found, if you want a dialogue, I would tell you where all of them is found. And I don't have to, I just open, do you just like this here. I will open your book and let your book do the talking and my fingers will do the walking. I show you this shit. And the reason that I know this is that what we've been put up under, I understand. I ask myself, my mind, question. You first had to understand language. And I find it simply amazing that the words that we use, and that is okay, meaning that they say it's okay, this word, if this is the word tree means that this is what it is, this is a fact, this is a tree, but only in this language. Now, you had to understand, this is only in this language that it says that this word tree, it describes what a tree is. The Lords of Canterbury proved this language. These are some monks. They approve that this is the correct word to use to describe what has come into existence that you're using in this language. That's when you do an in-depth study of where did the language come from. And when you ask yourself the five W's and the one H, and you go do it in a chronological order, then you walk up on changing your mind, you understand perfectly well. Because the mind, when it has renewed itself, it becomes a fact, which is reality. Because you have to look at this word. Let's look at some words. Play the foot. White folks say, oh, you're playing the word game over here. You goddamn right I'm playing the word game on you. Hey, ain't you speaking this language? You need to know this language when you come up on my head. Because, see, when you tell a person that you understand, what are you saying to that person when you say, I understand? The definition of understand is comprehension. Definition of comprehension is the same as knowledge. The definition of common sense. The definition of a decision is a five-letter word called facts, meaning for you to understand anything, it had to be a fact. For you to comprehend anything, it had to be a fact. For you to know what the hell you're talking about, it had to be a fact. It couldn't be an opinion. The definition of opinion is the belief of an organization of a people, or a group of people, but it ain't a fact. When something becomes a fact, there's another word that goes with fact. Your mind has got to be reprogrammed that you become a realist. A realist is a mind that knows that what it is, it ain't going to change how much I love it, how much I care for it, how much I want to be with it. It is a fact that this person, this thing, whether it be mama, sister, brother, or whoever, it is a fact that how they are, what they are, it is. That's the hardest thing for you to do, to program your mind that way, Sister Drew, when you love somebody. It's almost impossible. And that's why the mind become weak to a system, and they have you hoodwinked, cable-toed in the system. That's why you can't come out the system. You can't come out the system because you love. The opposite of love is what? The second law, the opposite of love is what? Hate. Now, your enemy, we already established who your enemy is the person that had none. What he do? He hates your ass. What they call it? Hate crimes? Hate for you. To get rid of hate, you have to eliminate hate, meaning that you can't see no more white people in the world. They would have to be the mixed states, they blood into the color generation, into a person that had, was a melanin skin, they had to mix. And by the year 2089, the blood will be mixed out, according to the Jews. The next time the Grand Sanhedrin mixed, this blood will be, it'll be peace on earth. This is when they have a symbol that the serpent put his tail in his mouth. It'd be complete. Now, a serpent doesn't put his tail in his mouth on certain things, but the complete goal is go back to the ways of the Ancient of Days. And that's where we're going to be headed back to in these generations. And the only way that you kill out the president, you have to kill the head. That's the reason when the tail get in the mouth of the head, that means that they done put, what, 360 degrees. The serpent is 180 degrees. When he put the tail in his mouth, that means they didn't cut the head off. See, if you kill the head, the ass would die. But it's a funny thing. If you ever notice something that when you wring a chicken's head, or if you ever killed a man and I seen a minute ago because I was a butcher in Nam. But if you cut a chicken, I first learned at 7 years old how to kill a man. Same way you kill a goat. I had to kill my pet goat. At 7 years old, it was given to me at 5 that I had raised when I said that I love the goat more. More than they asked me what I love the most, they told me that tell everybody in the community, our family, that we was having a barbecue goat. So I didn't think he was well, so I had to kill my pet goat because I said I loved it more than anything. And I had to kill him. I had to cut his throat from ear to ear. But if you ever notice something that my daddy used to use on you all the time, he'd give you this illustration that when you wring a chicken's neck, you cut a man's head off or cut a goat's throat, that his butt, it'll still be moving, getting around. Sometimes a man will get him walk around for hours. He'd be jumping and moving around. But his head, his eyes will be bucked and his mouth will be wide open and it don't be moving. That's what that symbolization of that sign that's off in the Rosicrucian or the serpent with his tail in his mouth. And so the only way that we're going to renew our mind is we had to reconstruct our mind. And what do that mean? That means that this is a must-do activity that you got to do. That's what it means, Sister Drew. This is something that only you can do because it's an individual thing, because you are an individual. Nobody like you. You're the greatest person that ever lived. You didn't come from a tribe of people or a race of people. Hell, if you did, show me another you. You ain't but one of you. So the mind has to go into a powerful way of thinking, and it has to come back through in the generation. So until next week, I see that big clock saying, I will say, Shema Yahavada, Yah Aben Yah, Kabal Arag Ayab Yah.
Peace, everyone. See you next week.